o'clock. One is for ladies. It is based on the book called Adorned by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. It includes a video portion with her teaching and then a discussion session. And then at the same time, 7 o'clock, there will be a men's study called Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood. And that is led by Dennis Rainey from Family Life Today. And he has a number of other men who are part of that. And that also has a video component and then a discussion section as well. There are sign-up sheets for both of those in the foyer. And we would ask you to sign up if you were interested in being a part so that we can plan accordingly and get the necessary materials for that. We are also asking if anyone would be interested in providing childcare during the Bible study. We would like to have that as an option just so that it would not prohibit anyone with children who would like to attend from being able to do so. So if you would like to serve in that way, you could talk to me about that or send a message to the church office and we will plan accordingly. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Shirley. All right, we have treats coming out our ears, so please stay for fellowship time after the worship service this morning. And thank you for all of those who provided all of those treats. Any others? All right, our call to worship this morning is from Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love.
Again, we extend greetings and thank you for each one of you that are attending here and online. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 89, Our Great Savior. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. Either look up on the screen or in your hymn books, number 89.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me myself in him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing, he my strength, my victory wins. Alleluia, what a Savior. Alleluia, what a friend. Sorrow while the billows o'er me roll, even when my heart is breaking, my comfort helps my soul. Alleluia, what a Savior. Alleluia, what a harvest still is high. Storms about me, night o'ertakes me. He, my pilot, hears my cry. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving. He is with me to the end. Jesus, I do now receive him. More than all, in him I find. He hath granted me forgiveness. His and he is mine. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving. He is with me to the
very good singing. If you take this time to greet one another, and let each other know that you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity for bringing our prayer requests and praises. And one huge praise I know coming from my father-in-law. We thank you. Thank those that came and helped out yesterday. It was one of the prayer requests was having good weather. The clouds could have stayed away or held on for a couple more hours, but we truly did appreciate those that came, especially those that were up on the tin roof as the sun came out. It did get a little bit toasty up there, but it is all structurally together, and I know my father-in-law has spent a lot of time looking out there and then went to bed early yesterday. But we do really appreciate the expression of love to him and welcoming him to be a part of our fellowship here. Any other prayer requests or praises? John. And her name?
Robin Coble is her name.
Robin, okay.
And then I have a friend in Highmore, Mike Ryan's his name, and his wife struggling with some cancer stuff too. So Roseanne is her name.
So the first request from John is for a cousin that's in Tampa, Florida. Robin, she is... cancer has spread throughout her body and is now entered up into her brain. So we will be praying for her. And then a little closer to our area, Mike and Roseanne, and her health need.
She's been going through cancer, and she just had some complications.
So Roseanne. Roseanne. I'll get my right accent there. Roseanne has been going through cancer treatments and has been having some complications, so we will pray for Roseanne and for her husband, Mike. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes. That is so. And your first name?
Jill.
So we do come alongside of Jill, and we have been praying for the brain aneurysm, but then see how God has healed and has brought you back to work. That is just a huge praise. And we do definitely, not only do we bring requests, but we want to make sure we thank God for how he does answer prayers. It is a reminder that he is active still in our world. Any other praises or prayer requests?
I have a praise. Today's Nathan's birthday. And we're so excited that he is with us and he's doing so great. Continue to heal. And thank you for all of your prayers over this many months. And we're just happy to be home and here.
Deb is reminding us of, again, how faithful God is, and it is Nathan's birthday, so that is a extra special blessing, but we are very glad that you're back home, and Nathan, that you are joining us and fitting in. We do know that there's still road of healing, and we'll continue to pray, but it's good to be home. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Yeah, just an update on Bob's eye. So he stayed home, but he's got the bubble that's holding the eye, back of the eye in place, is starting to dissipate. So he's got a line across that makes everything really wonky. But hopefully it'll be good enough that he can start school in a couple of weeks again.
So Bob, healing from his eye surgery, and as that heals, the eye is providing some different uniquenesses, and that has affected his balance and walking. So we will pray for complete healing, as well as getting back in the next couple of weeks, getting back into school. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our time together, we thank you for the opportunity of singing your praises, fellowshipping with one another, and the opportunities we will have to worship in giving, worship in hearing and applying your word to our lives. Not only does worship occur here, but you have called us to be worshiping you everywhere we are at, with our whole being. We thank you that you are not bound by just a building. You're not bound by some little box that we can put you in. And you have demonstrated your faithfulness. It is a part of your steadfastness, your sovereignty, that we can trust you, even when things are extremely difficult, that you have never broken a promise. And sometimes the timing is not what we desire. Sometimes the fulfillment of a promise can take generations. But you do not see the world in the same way we do. You have created us. You have placed us within time, but you are outside of it. Father, give us patience as we look at the direction of our lives that you've given us, and as the situations and trials come into our lives, that we would remember that you are an ever-present help in our time of need. That this morning we do offer you praise and thanks that you have been very faithful in walking with us as a congregation and the individuals here. We rejoice that again and again that Nathan is here in our midst, that he's able to celebrate his birthday, that you have shown yourself faithful, and we continue to ask for your faithful healing in his life. For Brian and Deb, we ask that you would give them patience and wisdom. We thank you for the support team that have come alongside and assisted in this healing process. Father, we also are grateful that Jill is able to go back to work, and that is a huge praise from where she was at 3 months ago. Father, we continue to pray for healing in her life and for just the each day being a new day to honor and glorify you, as well as to be reminded again and again of your healing power. Father, we also lift up Bob's eye healing. We pray that you would help restore his vision fully, for balance, for being able to see where, to be able to get around, but also to be able to see to do his schooling. We pray that he will be able to slide back into the program with a new group of individuals, and that he can continue his education, and that you continue to help him in learning this new material. We also lift up those that are dealing with significant health issues. We pray for John's cousin, Robin, that as she struggles with this cancer and as it spreads, Father, it is our desire that you would heal, and you're in charge as the great physician. Father, we just pray that you would also provide peace and comfort through this time. We also pray for Roseanne and her cancer treatments and the complications she has developed, that you would step in and give wisdom to the doctors, bring peace of mind and heart to her and her husband, Mike, and that you would again receive the honor and glory, no matter how this time takes and how long it may take. Father, we just remember how quickly our lives do pass, and what we do for eternity stands forever. Father, we do pray for our ministries that you've entrusted to us. Pray for Club Rock, that you would raise up an individual or a group of individuals to help lead and direct for this year. Pray for our students as they have started school, our college students as they are either started or getting ready to, that you would give them wisdom and insight in their studies, but also that you would continue to work in their lives and help them, as well as the staff and faculty, with this new year, that you would use those staff and faculty that know you as their Savior in being salt and light, as well as for our students to be salt and light to their friends around them. Father, we thank you for our missionaries around the world. We pray for the UNRUs and their ministry in Mexico, and the seminary that will be starting back up for the classes that Paul will be teaching, that you would give him wisdom, be with Eunice in her travels as getting to see grandkids and getting them back to where they need to be. Father, we thank you for how your gospel message goes around the world and the opportunities we have to be a part of that. And we also pray for this offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. For the country you've placed us in, we pray for our leaders. We, especially as we get closer and closer to November, that you would give your people wisdom in how to vote. We thank you for this freedoms and the rights and responsibilities we have, both as citizens of this country, but also citizens of heaven. And help us to be mindful of how you want to direct and lead us. Father, we just pray that all we do today would bring you an honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we were singing that first hymn, the last line kind of jumped out at me just a little bit. Where it says, Jesus, I do now receive him. Well, that's our point of giving up ourselves to accept his gift of salvation. But, you know, we all have the searching, the longing that we got to fill, you know, whether we want to be successful or we want to have lots of money, or be popular, or whatever it is that, you know, we can find everything that we need in him. It says, more than all in him I find. You know, so nothing in this world that we can search for is going to give us, fulfill this longing that we have. You know, he grants us forgiveness even when we think that we're unforgivable or that we don't have any right, you know, because of whatever it is that we've done. We know that we can know that we are in him, and he claims us. You know, he takes away that guilty verdict of our sin. And that's just something that was kind of running through my head here as we got done singing that, and I had to go back and look again. And you know, yeah, there's a lot of other good parts of that song, but that last part there kind of really jumped with me, and I thought it's maybe a little bit fitting with some of our songs this morning. So let's stand and worship a little together as we sing about running to God.
Soul on fire.
always seems a good one that gets you going pretty good, at least to me anyways. But we're going to slow it back down just quite a little, actually.
Stripped away by the power. Father, we do come this morning to worship you, to pour out our praise to you, to acknowledge that you are an awesome God, that you are sovereign. We thank you for your love for us, for the gift of your Son, and we pray that we would seek to live our lives as a sacrifice of praise. We ask you to be with our time now as we look into your word. We pray that our hearts would receive your word, that we would meditate upon it and apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.